This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He has committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the episode in the series of Self-Talk. It's all about self-management and how to move from one position to another, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
So, Chuck, I can't believe, though, that the holiday season's here already, and I'm not even in the mood for it yet. What about you?
I'm ready. I'm ready for the new year.
So did you put up your Christmas tree or the lights or anything?
Well, you know, I keep a Christmas tree in my heart, so I walk around with a Christmas tree.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, you think that's fun. Let me tell you what it means. You know, Christmas is symbolic of the birth of Jesus Christ, right? So let's go with that. You know, if you're talking about Christmas, you're talking about something being born. And one of the things that I ask myself is, am I being born today or am I dying today? So as we end 2016 and go into 2017, I ask myself, and I will ask myself, and I want my listeners to ask themselves, are you being born today? Are you dying today? And how we answer that is we look at whether or not we're being prepared. Are we performing? Do we have passion? We're able to look at our mutual beneficial relationships and our reputations.
Well, it's kind of interesting how you phrased those elements. And the way I look at it is reflecting. Now, what did I accomplish in 2016? First of all, what were my goals? Because that's where you really have to start off with your goals, or as you said, your plan. You've got to have a plan and work towards it. Otherwise, you'll come to this point the end of next year again, and you're like, well, what did I accomplish? So I reflect back, and sometimes it kind of puts you in a melancholy feeling because it's like, you know, the sand through the hourglass flipped over and it's just kind of draining through. We're almost at the end of this year already. So I have to reflect on it. You know, what have I accomplished? Can I cross out those objectives that I have? And I think a lot of people, they really get sad and depressed about it because they really have not moved the needles or mountains in their life.
Well, it's a matter of how you look at it. And I think we should change our thinking, change our language. Let's say, were we prepared for our goals? Were we committed to our performance, which is connected to our passions? Did we identify and work in our purpose? Were the benefits of having relationships beneficial?
Right, beneficial. Or were they just
relationships? And what did my message say to my environment? What would my reputation about 2016 mean? Did I really do anything? Did I really make a difference? Did I move the needle in my life, my family's life, my community's life, someone else's life? So, you know, you're talking about reflecting. You have to change your thinking. Not just look at, hey, what you didn't accomplish, but look at what you did accomplish. Again, I say when you wake up every day, whether you can say you made more money or not, you woke up today. You woke up, you're breathing. You may not walk the same. Your vision may be a little dimmer. Your steps may be a little shorter, but you are alive.
So you have another chance.
You have another chance. Another way. Another chance to do something.
So are you of the stance of writing things down? Because I write things down. Because then I can purposefully cross them out. I don't keep things up here because it's so cluttered up there. So I write things down. Is that what you recommend?
Well, I recommend journaling. I recommend, I don't necessarily write things to cross them out. I write things down to measure. So, example, I've been keeping a journal for quite some time. So I can go back 10 years on this day, December 1st, 2001, or 1999, or 1988, and I can tell you what I was thinking, what I was going through, what I was feeling, what my plans were on that day. Now, if I go and compare today to those dates, mm-hmm. then it will give me some analytics on whether I've developed, grown, or maybe I backslid. Maybe I fell back. You know, it's a measurement tool. So I think keeping a journal is a way to introduce yourself to yourself.
So what if you just don't have time to do that? Because we live busy lives. We really
listen,
do.
Listen. Stop giving yourself excuses of why you shouldn't do something.
Well, I'm not giving excuses.
If you want to move the needle in your life, get mad. I say this all the time. Slap yourself. If I slap you right now, I think I said this to you before. If I slap your daughter, it's a fight.
It's a fight.
It's on, right?
It's on.
So slap yourself and say, I'm sick of this in my life. I'm tired of this in my life. Slap yourself. Get mad about whatever it is that you are trying to move from and say, you know what? I'm sick of this BS. And you know what BS means, but I'm going to change it tonight. Say, I'm going to be a bestseller. I'm going to sell something different this year. I'm going to sell growth. I'm going to sell positiveness. I'm going to sell integrity. I'm going to sell whatever it is that you want to achieve. You sell that. You believe that. You talk that. You live that. You read that. You be that. But all this stuff all the time, I don't know. I don't have time. I'm too tired. There's not enough time in the day. My money is short. My friends are few. I'm broke and disgusted. All of that stuff, that's just excuses. Get your ass up and do something. Stop bullshitting yourself and be a bestseller to yourself.
It's so interesting that you brought up about getting mad. I got a call yesterday from a really dear friend of mine, and she was so upset because we both worked together several years ago. And I'm sure this has happened to you or the listeners, where you have individuals in a company that do very minimal work, but they get promoted. Well, this individual left and got this awesome job. So my friend called me up and she's like, can you believe this happened? And she's at this job. And I think more importantly, she was realizing where she still was. She was in that muck, you know, and she didn't like it. You would not believe how mad she was. And just me hearing it, I said to her, you're mad about it, aren't you? So what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to start looking for a job and I'm going to, you know, start putting my resume out there. I said, but you told me that back in January. Yeah, but I'm really mad now. I said, okay, how mad are you going to be next week? Are you still going to be mad? And it was just interesting to hear her say that. Well, she called me this morning and she said, I started looking for a job, and this is my motivation. 2017 will not find me back at this job. I was like, okay, so you got mad. So just hearing you say that tells me that you really have to get to that point in your life where you are sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
And sick and tired.
Absolutely. Everything we do is an event. Absolutely everything we do. This conversation. This podcast is an event. Everything you do is an event. That event creates thoughts. Thoughts create feelings. Feelings create actions. Actions create new events. The problem is when we allow our feelings to drive our thoughts versus our thoughts drive our feelings, our actions are always a little off a little bit. You know, so that's why I use the analogy of getting mad or slapping. So that's extreme, but you have to do something extreme in order to move the mountains of your life. It's okay to be extreme. You know, if I step on your toe and don't say, excuse me, it's on.
It's on.
Right? If I throw drink on you, it's what? it's on.
It's on. Right?
If I slap you and pull your hair, it's on.
Right.
Because you're like, what is your problem? There's a reaction. There's a new event. So get mad. Get angry at the stuff that you're not happy with. If it's a man or a woman in your life that you're not happy with, you know it's not going anywhere, he's while you're working and he's at home eating sandwiches and won't take out the trash, won't walk the dog and won't wash the car, won't do anything that you need done, but wants you to extend him some favors later on in the evening. Well, you have to get mad about that and say, you know what? You can't live here anymore. You can't exist in my environment anymore. It's not part of the plan. It's not part of the strategic plan. Slap yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to slap you.
And it's so interesting because if you don't do that, the day, the hour, the minute, and the year is going to pass you by. And then we come to this realization where I'm still in a rut. I'm still at that job, giving them 120% of my energy, my worth, but yet I'm still walking out not happy. So take us out and what should we do about this?
Number one, yesterday will never return. The best way to predict your future is to create it. I say it all the time. Make sure that your plan is bigger than your fears and or anything that you think is a negative circumstance. Make sure that you control your thoughts. Make sure your thoughts drive your feelings and your feelings are not driving your thoughts. Make the day count.
So it's all about getting mad. So I am so glad we had this conversation. So it's all about getting mad.
Well, it's not about getting mad. It's about being mad. It's about looking at your circumstances, facing that dinosaur, that demon, that bear, whatever it is that you want to call it, standing, looking into the face and saying, you know what? You cannot exist in my environment.
But sometimes it's so hard to push yourself over.
Stop
that
saying
edge.
It's hard. Stop saying it's hard. Do something. Stop giving your, don't even give the listeners a chance to give themselves an out. Look it in the face and say, hey, I'm moving on. If you're a mountain climber, be like water. Be fluid like water. There's nothing that water can't get over, around, or through. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You know what? It brings me back to, I'm afraid of heights. And I remember probably 10 years ago, one of the advertising agencies that I worked in was on the 36th floor downtown. And I had to face my fear. Now, it took me quite a while before I even went to the windows and looked down, but it was incremental steps that I approached it and approached that fear. And it was so miraculous where I'm still here. I'm okay. So I've accomplished that. So it's all about taking that brave step and moving out of being common, moving out of mediocrity. That's my word, mediocrity. I don't want to be mediocre. You want to be excellent. You want to rise above. So Chuck, why don't you wrap it up and show us how to rise above?
Well, I may not be able to show you, but let me tell you something. If you do the work, let God do the miracles. Things will change in your life.
Glad you joined in on our conversation, and I hope that this episode will help you to make the choice decisions that respects your future. Remember to tune in to our next conversation with Chuck. We want to say thank you to our engineer, Sam Walton. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.